America behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, Ben, I got a question for you.
All right, Scott, maybe I can answer it.
Here's the thing. I was thinking about, some of these bigger trucks that are on the road right now.
Yeah.
And I know that they're not the biggest around. So I went online and I started looking around for, what's the biggest truck that you can buy? What's the largest vehicle that's on the road? You find stuff like the Excursion. You find stuff like,
Hummer or.
Yeah, exactly. The Hummer, the original Hummer or the F-250, stuff like that. There's also a GMC version that's a truck that's really huge.
Yeah.
Looks like a little semi. Not even close to being the biggest truck in the world.
No, sir. Yeah. I mean, is this the question?
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. Cause I was trying to find out. You know, it led me to the question of what is the biggest truck in the world?
Well, my friend, therein we find a tale because rating the biggest truck in the world is not as cut and dry as you might think.
Correct. Yeah. There's a lot of criteria that go into how big a truck is and, where you use it really.
Yeah. Like riddle me this. Is the biggest truck in the world the tallest truck? Is the biggest truck in the world the longest truck?
Is it these trucks that we see, like, jumping cars in sports domes?
Sure. Is it a monster truck?
Is it a monster truck? Yeah, what is it? So I started digging around, and get this. We've got an article on our website about what's the biggest truck in the world.
Best job ever, man.
Which served our purpose great because it gave me the answer right away. It's you want to just give it away?
Should we talk about our listener who suggested this?
Yeah, let's talk about the listener who kind of initiated all of this because, we've got a listener that was asking about, some big trucks, and going back through our Car Stuff email, I found someone that mentioned, and I think we mentioned this in one of our
Nuts and Bolts
again. Yeah. This is from, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph says that, he thought it'd be awesome to hear us talk about the huge mining and dump trucks that are the size of houses. Turns out, those are some of the biggest trucks in the world.
Yes.
Mining trucks.
Yeah.
Mining trucks are enormous, Ben.
And out of necessity, they are enormous. And they're kind of in a position, the sort of work that a mining truck does makes it a vehicle where bigger is actually better.
Yeah, it is. It's true. And, the weird thing about this is that the biggest truck in the world isn't one you're going to find on the road, of course. These are all exclusively off-road vehicles. These are for strictly in mining situations. You're not going to find them outside of the mines.
No.
They're assembled there, I would guess. I mean, sure, there's a factory that puts them together, but if they need parts, they're not going to be driving to the local mechanic to have a repair done.
They can't.
No, they can't. These are, technicians come out from the factory and fix these things because they are huge, Ben.
Well, Mr. B, let's go ahead and lay it out for the people. I know you and me, We're the type of guys who get the cat out of the bag quickly. So
yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, what we're talking about here are these trucks that – get this, Ben, the size of an adult humpback whale. That's how big we're talking about. That's the
true
size. And when we talk about the largest, I guess we should tell them what kind of criteria we're talking about here too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're talking about the height, which is from the ground to the highest point when the bed's level.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the length, which is the very front to the very back end of the bed. The gross vehicle weight, which is the weight of the vehicle plus its heaviest load.
Mm-hmm.
Payload, which is the maximum payload that it can carry. Obviously, the weight that, they load into the thing. And the engine, which is measured in, like the horsepower, of course.
Right.
So we've got four or five. What do we got here? Four or five that have come close.
Yeah, we got contenders. Five contenders.
Four that come close. The fifth one is the biggest. So I'll just tell you some of the contenders. The Caterpillar 797B. The Hitachi EH5000, Komatsu 930E4, and then what's this last one?
Liebherr.
T282B, and then we got the big daddy. This is the big one right here. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
This is the Terex MT6300AC, which is officially the largest truck in the world.
26 feet tall, over 51 feet long.
Yeah.
And let's see. Its payload, it can carry 400 tons, which means that when it's carrying something, its gross vehicle weight is 660 tons, I've got there. And the engine, the HP on this, 3,750.
Yeah, get this. And that engine is a V20 engine, Ben. It's a V20.
20. You guys are hearing that correct.
20 cylinders. Is
10 plus 10.
Now, this is like a building. This thing is enormous. It's got a stairway that goes diagonal up the front of the vehicle. It's an enormous, enormous truck. You gotta see it. It's one, you just have to see it to believe it, really.
I would say it is a building. It's a mobile building.
I've got a couple more. And you know what? I've got a quick update though. We mentioned that it's a Terex or Terex, is how you want to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's actually been some rebranding going on with this. And our article, I have to update this article. Mm. It's been rebranded because, a company name, again, tough one to say, B-U-C-Y-R-U-S. Bucyrus? Maybe?
Bucyrus, I would go
I'll
with
just
that.
Go with that. Yeah. Bucyrus International Incorporated. They bought the mining equipment division of Terex. This is back in early 2010, so this is recent. Mm-hmm. About a year ago at this point. So now it's the same name. It's the Bucyrus, MT6300AC. Now, I mentioned this is a V20 engine, right? And you said that the full vehicle capacity, everything together is
660 tons.
Do you know what that is in pounds? I've got the pounds here.
What is it in pounds?
This is just to put it in perspective. Yeah. So you know how many pounds this thing weighs this is called the gross machine operating weight. So this is the vehicle, the payload, everything included, right?
Uh-huh.
And the driver, I guess.
Okay.
Not that that matters at this point. 1,330,000 pounds is what this thing weighs when it's rolling across the ground and it's got a full payload. 1,330,000 pounds.
I was going to make some kind of corny joke or something, but it's just because I was not prepared.
It's unbelievable. This thing has a fuel capacity of 1,300 U.S. gallons. Mm-hmm. So you can put 1,300 gallons of fuel in this thing. The width of the vehicle, which we didn't mention earlier, is 31 feet 10 inches. So it's almost 32 feet across. And when the body is raised, when you lift up the dump truck,
mm-hmm.
it stands over 44 feet tall.
Which is just scary.
Yeah.
That's scary if you're standing
there.
Yeah,
4.5 stories. That's enormous. When you stand next to it, mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of photos of people standing next to it or a typical pickup truck parked near one, which mm-hmm. is kind of a funny thing because, each wheel is about double the size of a stand. I mean, I guess what you call a typical person.
Yeah, like a typical 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah, yeah. It's about, I mean, close to 12 feet tall, mm-hmm. these wheels, the tires, I should say. These are just monstrous machines. And one quick thing here, Ben.
Yes, sir.
If the astute among us will have noticed that when we mentioned the name, what was it? It was the MT6300AC.
Yes.
You hear that little AC part there at the end?
Uh-huh.
You know what that means?
You lay it on me.
Hybrid.
Hybrid vehicle.
Yeah, that's right. Because that V20 actually powers an AC electric powertrain.
Well, well, well.
Yep, an electric alternator that powers a triple reduction geared electric motor on each side of the rear axle, mm-hmm. Which is kind of nuts because this is 3,750 horsepower
mm-hmm.
powering these AC electric alternators, which then power the wheels. And so this also works for braking. I mean, brake, you know, gearing reduction. So
you can
slow down to a stop if necessary. Really, it's incredible. It's like you downshift a brake, really. Similar thing, you know, just like we would, it just simply reduces it to the point where it can go to all the way down to 0 miles per hour. You understand?
Yeah,
so if you're on a grade, you could let off the gas and it would slow down and it would stop. It would stop the vehicle.
That seems like a very good safety feature.
Incredible.
Too.
And it has a top speed of just 40 miles per hour, which actually, that's pretty fast.
I think
pretty
that's
fast.
Way too fast.
I mean, you got
something that big.
Yeah, almost 1.5 million pounds. A million and a half. Mm-hmm. Is that right? 1.5 million pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Traveling at 40 miles per hour.
That's
pretty big.
That's like a rocket ship.
Yeah.
In terms of weight.
Pretty enormous.
So here's you, astute listeners who have been mentioned before. This is your chance to go on a roll. You guys, you guys know I'm cheap here. So, Let's get to the bottom line, man. Let's talk turkey.
Yeah.
No haggling.
Sure.
I want the bottom basement 6300 AC. I don't care that I can't drive it on the roads because I'm so rich that I have just my own construction site that I play around in.
Sure.
My own quarry.
Your own quarry. Okay.
So what would you say to What would you think this cost? You probably are. You already know.
I already know. You want to hit us with it? Because it was shocking to me.
Depending on what you choose, this is a funny way we phrase it in the article. Depending on the options you choose, it's $4 to $5 million a pop.
Whoa. Up to $5 million for this vehicle for each one.
Now that's with an MP3 player.
Gotcha.
I'm kidding.
With the satellite navigation.
Yeah, so. And the heated seats. Yeah, no, sure. But it's a huge number. However, when you think about the kind of vehicle this is and what it does, mm-hmm. it's actually not that unreasonable because you don't have, you know, like we said earlier, you don't have private individuals just buying this, no matter who they are. I mean, if you want to spend $4 to $5 million on a vehicle, you're probably going to buy a plane or a super awesome exotic
car. This is an exclusive club.
Yes.
The owners of this. Now, it's mining companies that use these type of things. Just extremely heavy, heavy equipment is used all around this. I mean, you couldn't mm-hmm. even load it with a typical, you know, front loader. It's big. It would just take too long. It's one of those vehicles that is used with other big equipment in mining situations. And often, the owners will buy several of these.
Yes.
Which is unbelievable, really. I mean, buying several $5 million vehicles. But when you think about it, now we kind of moan about the price a little bit, $5 million. But,
yeah.
You know, here's the thing with the work truck, and you know this in, you know, daily life here on this, you know, in Atlanta too. I mean, anywhere. You buy a work truck to make money. Mm-hmm. You buy it to you know, promote your business, to carry whatever supplies you need to the job or to remove whatever material you need.
It's an investment.
It's an investment because it pays for itself eventually and faster than other vehicles would. It's not like you're just dumping money into this thing and you never get anything back.
Mm-hmm.
This is making the mining companies a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And, therefore it makes sense to spend $5 million each, which is an outlandish figure for us. But when you're talking about mm-hmm. billion-dollar industries, that's what it makes sense.
And this thing is global too. I mean, there's some in Canada, in Australia, Africa.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned Canada because I got one quick thing I want to mention because a lot of people, when they search for the biggest truck in the world, are going to find something called the, Terex Titan.
Yes, yes.
And the Titan, which is kind of one of these things it'll pop up in an online search as the largest truck in the world, but it's no longer the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, it was a one of a kind mining truck that was built for use in, I think it was in Canada, right?
Yeah, it was a Canadian mine.
Yeah, it was a Canadian mine. And now it's in a museum in British Columbia, but, the Terex Titan was actually built, it was built by Terex, of course. But it was built in the 1970s, and that was back when Terex was owned by General Motors, which I thought was kind of weird.
Hey-o.
So GM. Yeah. Yeah, so GM owned it. And this is just really kind of crazy. I don't know. I didn't expect it.
But also, you know, one of the reasons that people would think the Terex Titan is the world's largest truck is because that's what you see a lot when you're searching or researching. Mm-hmm. And part of it is the mystique that it's one of a kind, mm-hmm. you know, and part of it is the mystique that it's in a museum and it's huge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people haven't updated some of that research. Scott, I also have one thing to say before we head west
on
this.
Can I make one more comment too?
Let's all make
one
more
comment. What have you got? Is this about an excavator?
This is not.
Okay.
This is out of left field, bro.
Well, then let me hit you with this information because there's another machine that Terex is responsible for. And I don't know if that's any longer true, if it's this other company that purchased them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find information about that, but they also make the world's biggest excavator. And this is another machine that's purpose built for mining. So I would guess that it comes with that sale, I would think. It's not just the trucks, right? But it can lift, this excavator can lift 100 tons in one single bucket. 100 tons in one single bucket. And so that means that in four bucket loads, it can fill mm-hmm. this vehicle that we're talking about, the MT6300 AC.
And you
four
guys,
buckets.
Scott, I'm not saying that we're doing a bad job, but this is really something people need to check out for themselves. You need to see what these look like.
You know, the greatest photos are the ones that have something to, you know, give you a comparison in size.
Yeah, scale.
Like a standard pickup truck parked next to it, like a Ford F-150.
Right, yeah.
Looks like a toy.
Mm-hmm.
A person looks like a little tiny doll.
A driver on the stairway up to
the
driver's seat. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible to look, you know, to see these things mm-hmm. just parked, but in action, even more so.
Mm-hmm.
crazy. And you know, here's, you know, one of those options that you mentioned.
Yes.
One of the things that it mentions in the article here, the MT6300AC, you can get this with a heated bed. So the back end of it can be heated so that if you're loading something that's sticky or like a tar, because in Canada, they mine these tar sands and it would become like a real sticky jelly type material.
Kind of a gunk.
Yeah. And it would stick to the bed of the vehicle and they wouldn't be able to get it out. Mm-hmm. So they can have a heated dump area in this thing so that when they do lift up, all of it cleanly comes out of the back of the truck. So that's one of those options. And I bet you that's awful expensive to add.
Yeah, but I bet it's necessary too, especially if you're thinking in terms of investment.
It has to be. To be if you're going to be doing something like that, you know, with tar sand or whatever. But, man, that's about all I have. There's a ton of information about it. If you want to get all the specs, you know, go to either one of those sites to find out, you know, the old owner and the new owner. You'll find them online everywhere.
And I've got one more thing to add that I thought would be sort of an out of the left field thing to surprise you, my friend.
What is this?
One of the largest trucks in the world is, as of, this is a report from Discovery in 2008, one of these larger trucks, so a Caterpillar model, that I think is still in the top five, is being rigged to have a robotic driver.
What?
And with plans in the future to possibly fully automate several of these trucks. So we've talked about automatic driving before, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and you and I both have some concerns about handing over the wheel basically to a computer program,
sure,
no matter how good it is. But yeah, so some scientists at Carnegie Mellon have teamed up with Caterpillar researchers, and they're trying to take these trucks. These are the 700-ton trucks, and they're trying to automate them to literally haul hundreds of tons of material. And these guys, you know, these aren't as big as the Terex, but
they're very close. I mean,
they're
here's how close it is. Like when you're talking about, you know, the biggest truck in the world is 26 feet tall. Like, you know, that Caterpillar version, it's 23 and a half feet tall.
Right. So it's
it's really close. All these trucks in that list are within a foot or two of each other.
So I just wanted to let you know, man, since the technological leaps and bounds of the times in which we live make me feel a little dated sometimes.
God, that is crazy.
A little bit nervous about the future.
Yeah. Wow.
Robo miners.
That is amazing. So you could have a fully automated mine.
Yes.
Is that right?
Quite possibly.
Wow.
That depends on how, you know, they work out this stuff. And we've talked before about, you know, our automated Pikes Peak climb. And that has some work from DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. These are the folks who like come up with things like the internet. These are the smart guys.
We're talking about an autonomous 1.5 million pound truck.
Yes.
Whoa.
And where did
I can't believe it. I can't believe that they would do this. They would even think about that. You think you would have somebody that's, you know, like the most skilled operator in the world, and this would be something that would have to be human operated.
Because the potential, it's not the potential benefits so much as it is the potential risk. You know, what sometimes I think when we have a lot of geniuses together, and I'm not saying genius derogatory, I'm being sincere, these are brilliant people. I think sometimes we need, you know how they have yes men in corporate America? Mm-hmm. Maybe we need what we could call no folks.
How about a spoiler?
Yeah.
A cooler. We need a cooler.
A cool down.
Yeah, it's like cooler. Like, you've seen the movie The Cooler, right?
No, I have not.
Okay, yeah, you need a cooler.
What's a cooler?
Just somebody who kind of puts a damper on things to cool down. It was a Vegas thing, don't worry.
Yeah,
the cooler steps up to the table and everybody starts losing.
Nice. Yeah, maybe.
You need somebody to maybe temper all this with, let's think about this another month or so.
Because we can do something, does that mean we should? What do you guys think? Scott and I are going to make our merry way out to our old-fashioned human-driven cars that do not weigh hundreds of tons. But do you think it's a good idea to automate these sort of vehicles? And also, do you have an idea for a topic we could cover in an upcoming episode? Hit us up on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. You can check out our blog. And if you want to read the article for yourself, it's on our website, howstuffworks.com. And please send your suggestions to our email address
at carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. To learn more about the podcast, click on the podcast icon in the upper right corner of our homepage. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.